The Virginia Department of Forestry is reminding everyone that we're now in fall fire season. The state agency is reminding Virginia farmers and rural landowners to avoid having outdoor fires on dry, windy days. Fall fire season runs from now through November the 30th. Even though cold weather has arrived in Rockingham and surrounding counties, the Shenandoah Valley Produce Auction remains a beehive of activity late in the growing season. Just last week at the auction located in Dayton, Virginia, local farmers brought in more than 18,000 pumpkins, all locally grown. Other popular produce items brought in from local farms last week include butternut squash, gourds, and ornamental corn. 'Tis the season. Well, at the end of next week, Farm Credit of the Virginias will have a new chief executive officer, Pete Seiprit. He was a recent guest of the Valley Farm Forum, and he tells us about his background.
Very excited to be here. It is very humbling to join an organization that's 109 years old, that's as strong as ours is. You know, our strength is reflected through our customer owners as well as our staff. I grew up on a farm in southern Missouri, where I learned a lot of my values, respect for hard work, and values that I see both in our organization and in our customer owners. I was in the U.S. Army 13 years, both as an enlisted and officer. I have a family. I have two children, a wife and two children. And was very happy to join Farm Credit of the Virginias.
Pete Seiprit, who will become the new chief executive officer of Farm Credit of the Virginias at the end of this month. Brad Cornelius is retiring. For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.